Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is an Indo-Pacific nation, and as such, we are committed to building the collective capacity of our allies, partners, and friends to sustain a region that is free and open, connected, prosperous, secure, and resilient, said Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Daniel Crittenbrink. Speaking in mid-July during a U.S. House of Representatives hearing entitled Achieving Peace Through Strength in the Indo-Pacific, Mr. Crittenbrink noted that U.S. leadership in the Indo-Pacific, which of course includes the EAP region, is critical because the Indo-Pacific fuels much of the world's economic growth and will be the epicenter of 21st century geopolitics.
We have an Indo-Pacific strategy of which China is a part and not the other way around. That said, while strategic competition with the PRC remains a global challenge, competition is most pronounced in the Indo-Pacific.
So, the United States' approach to the People's Republic of China will include a strategy consisting of investment, alignment, and competition. We are investing in the foundations of our strength at home, aligning with allies and partners on our approach abroad, and competing with the PRC to defend our interests, said Assistant Secretary Crittenbrink.
Our objective is not to change the PRC, but rather to shape the strategic environment in which it operates, building a balance of influence that is favorable to the United States, our allies and partners, and the interests and values that we share.
Nonetheless, we also remain committed to maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, said Assistant Secretary Crittenbrink.
Our One China policy, which has remained consistent, has helped to maintain cross-strait peace and stability for the past 40 years. In line with the Taiwan Relations Act, the United States will continue to assist Taiwan in maintaining a sufficient self-defense capability.
U.S. security depends on our collaboration with our allies and partners to address shared challenges, to build resilience to transnational threats, said Assistant Secretary Crittenbrink. The United States' role in the region must be more enduring than ever. Our allies and partners are looking to our ability to deliver resources as a sign of our commitment, building on existing efforts.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.